It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I am Derek. With me, as always, Matthew.
With some twisted tea.
We have Big Kev.
Happy Confederate Heroes Day.
Thank you. And Steve.
You are truly fat, Derek. You're one of those people that need the AC on when it's cold outside. Like, I can't feel my extremities right now.
AC is not on. We're just not really big on heat in this house.
It is perfectly comfortable in here. How are my settings?
Good. I'll fiddle with it.
Okay.
You know what? Turn this off. There we go.
Oh.
I had the EQ on for some odd reason.
Yeah.
And I just shut it off.
The equalizer?
Well, I wish you'd shut the AC off.
AC is not on. The outside is air conditioned.
All right, let's get Derek on here.
It's fucking cold.
It is cold. Ridiculous.
We're trying something new here at the Aristocrats.
Brand fucking new.
I need the... God damn it.
What do you need?
I'll fix that in a minute. The TV's all jacked up. We are going to be doing two shows a week now.
Mm.
Two shows. The other one, actually. The one that's facing...
Too rude.
No.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Are you good at this?
He's going to throw me a remote. No,
not
I'm not.
No, this is bad. This is bad.
Yeah.
I did it.
It's all about the quarterback.
Put me in, coach.
It's a hell of a catch. You're quite the athlete.
And I love we have the delay on the stream here, so I watched myself catch it.
That's the first athletic thing you've ever seen yourself do.
I'm very excited right now, actually. And there we go. Anyway, yeah, we're going to be doing two shows. Actually, we're going to be doing one show, but we're going to split it up into 2 days. So now your Aristocrats... shows are going to be an hour long.
Hooray.
You're welcome.
I talked with Kevin about this. Made mention that this is what they used to do for Raw and for ECW.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Raw would do two shows out of one, and ECW would do four out of one.
Wow. Yeah. And then WCW would go on and
say, we're live all the time.
And release what happened.
Yeah.
Guess what? Mick Foley, someone who used to wrestle for us. It's going to win the belt tonight, but who wants to watch that?
That's going
to
put asses in seats.
Yeah.
Can you believe that shit? They're doing over there.
Everyone changed the channel.
Yes.
Thanks, Tony Schiavone.
Thanks a lot. I hate him.
Yeah, I do too. He's a child molester, I think.
Is he?
What?
Supposedly.
Get out of here. Matt's new name is conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Well, let's not get into that just now. But, yes.
What, just because Newtown didn't happen doesn't make me conspiracy.
I call it Newton. I'm sorry.
Newton.
I'm just going to keep calling it that.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
I see Newton.
There's a W at the end. It's Newtown.
Well, so, what's his name? Has a W, too.
Olivia Newtown-John?
Yes.
Wayne Newtown?
Yes, Wayne Newtown.
It is?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's always been.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
I've always heard him called Wayne Newton. That's just me.
Well, yeah. But
well, I'm sorry.
What?
N-E-W-T-O-N. Newton.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's how you spell Newton.
All right. Okay, I got you.
All right. So it's Newtown officially. Okay. Didn't happen,
I'm
by the way.
I'm still going to call it Newton.
Me too.
I don't even think it's a real town.
No, you're
I'm going to go that far with it.
Fake town.
I almost feel weird, like, if we said, hey, let's go take a road trip and see if this place even exists. It'd be like some weird alien aura all around town.
Well, let me get through through this first before we get into that. So your Monday morning aristocrats are going to be there for you. And we're also going to have another show Thursday morning for you.
Fresh, mm-hmm. warm, toasty episode.
1 hour apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little hint for you guys. If you listen live, you'll get to hear them both.
Mm. Ooh, spoiler.
Just got a little text message from Webmonster Mike.
Wow.
Remember that guy?
I do. I'm a big fan.
He just texted me with, there is a nonprofit called Food for the Poor, and the president / CEO is named Robin Mahfood.
No.
We got to look it up.
Stop it.
Bring this up. This is a great way to open the show.
Speaking of what is it called?
Robin Mahfood.
Food for the Poor?
Food for the Poor. Robin Mahfood.
While he looks that up.
So he's got to be black, number one.
I just have to say, I was looking and there's no evidence anywhere of Tony Schiavone molesting children.
Okay. Well, just because there's nothing.
Just because Matt was the only one that got molested.
It's a mass cover up.
Dude.
Okay. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Robin G. Mahfood.
He's not black.
No, he's not.
This is another fucking SAG actor.
It has to be.
Hi there, I'm Robin Mahfood.
Robin Mahfood.
Look at him. He looks like a Russian president.
He does. He looks like he's about to be assassinated.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
What?
What?
That wasn't Russian. Where was it?
I don't know. I don't watch
it. The botched assassination. Some guy went up to... I should friggin' know.
I don't think it was a botched assassination.
It was. He went to shoot him, but the... He didn't cock the gun or something. So the guy just like smacked the gun out of his hand.
That's not how it happened.
I think
he went to shoot him and the guy put his finger in the barrel and it blew up the other way.
His face, yes. Elmer Fudd.
I honestly don't think he was trying to. I think he was trying to prove a point.
I didn't hear anything about this, so please elaborate.
Well, I'm going to let.
Now, why would somebody try to assassinate Robin Mahfood?
No, this wasn't Robin Mahfood.
Oh.
Mahfood's not even a real last name. Come on.
No, it's not. That is completely. Why don't you put this?
I'm
going to
change
my
new gimmick name to Robin My Innocence.
So this is the.
How do you get that close?
This awful aim at point blank range.
Yeah, seriously. So this is what happened. This is in.
All right, I'm going to pop you. Just
Bulgaria.
The guy continues his fucking speech.
Ahmed.
This motherfucker's up here doing a speech.
If I'm not mistaken, that says DNC right there.
Uh huh.
Fuck's that?
The gun didn't fire. What a dummy.
Everyone's laughing at him.
Now watch the barrage of old men beating this man.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, I love the interlacing on our video feed.
Yeah,
we
gotta
fix that.
Soon you're going to see the greatest guy ever. So they're leaving
the gun
there. They got the gun.
Don't touch that shit.
Oh, they put the boots.
Yes.
That's a work boot.
Fuck.
Those are work stomps. I love it.
Don't stomp me, bro. There's just a line of dudes coming up and putting boots to this guy.
I used to work with a guy who had a bumper sticker that said, gun control is hitting your target.
Look at this guy in his briefcase. Bah! This guy's just open hand smashing.
Yeah, that's a laptop, wow. I think.
I think it is.
This is like a bad fucking wrestling beatdown.
It really is. This is WCW booking. This is
it really is.
Way overbooked.
It's not hot.
So they calm down, right? Look at this guy with the umbrella.
Yeah.
And they're like, take it easy. We already
fucking Abe Vigoda comes up from behind
yes,
with an umbrella.
Still alive.
He's had enough. He's had
all
enough.
Right, he's all swolled up.
He's the fucking slowpoke that comes in after they're done beating him.
Wow.
He just got back from the bathroom. Doesn't even know what's going on. Yeah, boot party. So this guy gets close enough to smell what this dude had for lunch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The gun just doesn't fire.
Dude, that was point blank.
Yes.
That would have killed him.
Oh. My. What?
Wow. That's his new bit. It's Steven Obvious.
Dude, he might have got hurt.
Dude, that gun could have went off.
Dude, that could have been loaded.
Yes. It's all fun and games until someone gets assassinated.
Yeah. Until someone's life ends.
So
I think it was
so
big.
Was, yeah, it was a slobber knocker. Thank you, Clutch.
Can we please put it out there that it was a handgun?
Yeah.
And not an AR-15 or whatever.
AR-17.
Well, I'm going to Photoshop one of them in there.
You should.
Yeah. they're
going to find like a whole bushel full of AR-17s in that guy's car.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. A full
In Newton, Bulgaria.
Newton. And they're going to find a huge penis in a bushel, too.
Wow.
What?
Sure.
What?
That's the beer talking, folks.
Already.
Oh, my God.
Two-thirds of a beer, and you're already getting gay.
Two-thirds. Here, let me catch up to Steve real quick on my Twisted Tea.
Yeah, that's right, brother. There's a couple more in there.
Twisted Tea.
Twisted.
Oh my God.
Twisted.
The insane tea party in Twisted.
Yeah. Insane tea party.
That's right.
Oh my God.
For testosterone.
So.
Barbara Walters.
That's, how can we top that?
I don't know. Was almost assassinated. No, she wasn't.
I wish.
Oh, that's who that was.
But she is in the hospital.
Blood clot.
She fell.
Breast augmentation.
Oh, broke her hip.
Nope. She was supposed to testify about the Benghazi case.
Oh,
shit.
Oh. She fell on a stair and cut her forehead at the British ambassador's residence.
What?
On Saturday night, just
what
last night.
What was she doing there?
Well, she was there for the... she's 83 years old. God,
oh my
damn.
God.
She was there for the annual English bukkake party.
Now, you think about these old-ass
Bury
people
the
in Hollywood and everything.
Yes.
Now, the way they look nowadays, you can't even tell how old they are. When you hear about them doing something like, oh, wow, they fell and broke their hip or something like that, you're like, what?
First off, you can't break your hip.
Okay. Dislocate, whatever.
No, it's fracture your pelvis. Yeah, it's not breaking the hip.
Yeah, good. anyway, when they break their hip, you know?
No, hip's a joint.
They dislocate their hip. Think about that. You don't even think about these people being this old. She's 83. She's old enough to be like the oldest person ever.
I'd still fuck her.
Yeah.
There's some still there. I think it's the pearly whites. And
yeah, could be. She has a nice presentation.
And she has like her neck all sucked up again. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lickable neck. You just,
fuck you. Yeah. And her voice is very soothing.
Yeah. It
is. No, it's not.
Okay.
Baba baba ba.
Darren, you could do an imitation of Barbara Walters.
I've heard it before. It's pretty good.
Oh God.
Come it's on, pretty
please,
spot on.
Please.
Yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah, you have to.
I don't. I feel bad wasting the show's time on these little.
Could you? Well, if you do it, could you at least incorporate the geographic region that she's from? At least somewhere in there.
I don't know if I can.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Hollywood. Beverly Hills, probably.
Minnesota.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah. She used to be the governor. Come on, let's hear it.
All right, I'm going to try and do something. How you doing? My name is Barbara Walters. I'm the governor of Minnesota. I just fell on the stairs, McMahon.
Nice.
Yeah, how's that?
It was fucking great.
Good.
She sucks.
Yeah, she does.
She is a piece of shit. She like refuses to leave her show.
She looks just like a Brady Bunch mom there.
No, she does not look like Florence Henderson.
Not really.
You what?
Damn heathen.
I give it to Florence Henderson. I would. I'm just saying.
Mm. She's dead now.
Are we done with this woman?
Yes.
She's from Boston, actually. I lied. And you
goodbye.
Lied.
Take that off there. When I was in college, my roommate was at a restaurant. And
Steve?
Nope. Oh. My roommate before I moved in with Aristocrat Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a restaurant, and Brady Bunch mom was there. What's her name? Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson.
So he asked her for an autograph, and she said, yeah, sure. And she signed it, and he brought back. He thought it was the funniest thing ever. He was going to give it to his sister when he went home for break. And one night, he just got really drunk. And he came in.
Jizzed all over it.
That would have been funnier. he came in my room like drunk and he's like holding the picture. And he was like, man, fuck Florence Henderson. I'm like, what?
What?
He's like, you know, she didn't fucking, you know, she doesn't know me. Why is she even fucking, like, he was dead serious too. Like, he was just like, went off on
what
Florence
was wrong
Henderson.
With this guy?
He had a lot of problems. And he was just like throwing it. Like, he would just throw it in the hallway and then like we'd disappear for now and then come out again and grab it. And finally, he lit it on fire in the sink. I go out, and there's a fire in the sink. I'm like, what?
That's cute.
And he's like, I'm fucking burning it. I'm like, wow, you got problems.
Is that why you wanted to get out of there?
That was one of the reasons. And the other three were the other three people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get some wacky people.
Then I come save you.
Was this guy part of a mixed family?
He was just this little scrappy white dude from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
Yeah, he's really weird. He was obviously like a manic depressive or something.
Did he own any AR-17s?
He might have.
Did he have any stabbing weapons?
Was his mother a teacher?
Ooh. Did his mother exist?
Did his girlfriend shop at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Blood Bath & Beyond.
Did his mother tuck his penis between his legs and say, boys are evil?
Wait, what?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Well, I think that's... So, yes, Barbara Walters is in the hospital. She's not going to be able to
perform,
give any insight as to President Obama's second inauguration.
Didn't that happen today?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She was scheduled to contribute, but she will not be on air. Sorry.
They couldn't put a hat on her?
It's a big goofy sun hat.
This is the first inauguration I've missed.
Really?
Yeah, I've watched them all and stuff for this one.
You are a racist.
Nah.
There's no hype at all.
No. No one Why should there? They should never be hype on a second inauguration.
No, I don't think there should be a second inauguration.
Well
yeah, that's just continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's you. Yeah, they really shouldn't.
The continuation.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Why would we inaugurate a guy like
well, the some
second,
guy?
The second election is like him like defending the title. You know, you don't like give him the title again.
Yeah, no. I mean, unless he should just Hogan. Swear. He should yeah. just swear on something with like Judge Harry T. Stone or something.
Yes.
when he wins the election, they should just have him come out covered in sweat with the belt and just doing the fucking pose down yeah. for everybody.
Rip his okay. shirt.
Yeah.
Like the narcissist.
No, like no. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, look at that! Look at that! Oh, dumb dumb.
Or some guy should just come up to the mic and say, ditto.
I got to admit, the unveiling of Narcissist was probably the coolest thing I've ever
it
seen.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. That was Heenan, right? Heenan did that?
Heenan, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget about the inauguration. Forget about the Elvis Presley stamp.
You remember that?
I don't remember that mm-hmm. part.
Yep.
I just remember him coming out in front of a mirror.
Lex Luger!
Yeah.
Look at that, look at that, look at that. Oh, my God.
I'll never forget that. It was the greatest promo ever.
He's one of those guys that just kind of snuck into like face mode and completely dropped his.
Yeah, well, he didn't sneak in. He just exploded onto the scene.
Yeah,
like a body slam of
Yokozuna.
Yeah, like it was just like wait, what, he's a bad guy.
It was like
guy.
Nobody can slam him, not even crush. Like that's it. Yokozuna is just he's gonna rain on the Intrepid, and all of a sudden a fucking helicopter comes out. And here comes Lex Luger in tight jeans. And a tight USA t-shirt.
Yes.
And the kids are just fucking there. They're instant pop for that guy.
Why?
And there was nothing.
He was a bad guy.
Can we watch this?
But he was a bad guy.
Bring it up, Derek.
Yeah, but Yoko was the super bad guy.
It's got to be on Finish. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no bigger heel than
it was the lesser of two evils, ultimately making the lesser evil.
I got to admit, the Lex Luger, like, Patriot run, like, good old USA, was that had to be close to on par as Hogan.
The Lex Express.
That was huge.
Dude, he never got the big one because he told some guy in a bar that he was going to win the title. And somebody heard him and reported it in the paper the next day. And Vince was like, yeah, you fucked up.
Wow.
Here we go.
1993. The WWE Championship was in the firm grasp of a nearly 600-pound sumo warrior known
the big
as
casket.
Yokozuna.
Look at the size of this man. He is huge.
This looks like
Matt.
Along with his manager, Mr. Fuji, the duo issued a challenge to any American who could body slam the massive champion.
I forgot. Didn't they have like regular guys coming out?
Surely be a wounded American pride. The challenge would take
How funny it would be if
America's
just some
birthday,
fucking fireman just picked them up. They're just like, oh, shit. And Lex is like, what about
pretty
me?
Strong.
Poised to make all of America choke on a heaping helping of humble pie.
How many workers tried?
Oh, shit.
There's
a chopper.
At least 10.
Lex There's Lex.
Embodied the spirit of America.
Those jeans are fucking tight. The hip lock.
Oh, shit. He's so stoked.
Oh, my God.
His physique was insane.
It really was. Most like...
I'm getting chills, guys.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucking chills.
He's very good, yeah.
Look at that.
Later that year at SummerSlam, Luger's campaign was successful, but it was on this day, July 4th, 1993, that Lex
That
Luger's
was a half-ass.
Yeah, it was.
Well, the only thing I see wrong with that was he became face and he put his hands on the ref.
He explained after that in an interview years later that he was so nervous about that because he didn't think he could legitimately lift Yoko, and Yoko said, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
So he hit the ring, and he's wearing, if you notice, he's wearing cowboy boots. Mm-hmm. He says he lifts up, he tries to lift Yoko, and he feels the boots slipping out from under him.
Wow.
And Yoko pretty much just used him like a wall and slammed himself.
Yep.
And the whole time he's just thinking he's going to eat shit because of the cowboy boots. Just like that.
And I like how you actually did the Yokozuna stance when you ripped that
you
one.
You definitely did.
Just bonsai the mic.
You did. Thank God that was on camera.
The best wrestler to ever wear a fundoshi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Yokozuna. And if you'd like to see that, youtube.com/aristocratsradio.
I'll put it up on the Facebook.
Well, yeah, that as well. But, you know, a lot of people listen to the show and they don't watch it. But you can go on YouTube and check out the video from the show.
Yeah.
No.
Matt, you're recording this, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Did you press record?
No. Now, Kev.
Yeah.
Would you say that you had? Didn't you say you had a powerbomb story?
Oh yeah, yeah.
While we're talking about wrestling,
something that's equally as deadly.
So I wrestled over the weekend. I made my debut for Pro Wrestling Syndicate in Metuchen. Which we've talked about this place on the show before. This was the company that was essentially rivaling and attempting to take out the guy that we worked for here. Which
these are the ones that came in and
disrupted
the show.
Yeah, yeah. So I did a show for them.
Why not?
There's no loyalty in wrestling.
Hey, gotta eat.
Yeah, gotta eat. So I'm in a battle royal, and I'm going against one of their big guys, Starman. He's a cruiserweight little guy.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that a video game character?
Yes,
Starman?
That's what it's based on.
Oh. From the old Nintendo game.
He's the son of the guy from the Nintendo game.
So he's Starboy.
So, I mean, let's say that wrestling isn't real. The ending might have been that I go to powerbomb him over the top rope. He holds onto the top rope and uses his legs to pull me out. What happened in actuality was he missed the top rope, and I wind up just straight powerbombing him from the ring to the floor on the outside.
Like you're Mike Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Except I still went over the top rope like I was supposed to, and he's already like...
So you look like a complete tool. Well, he did the most awesome thing of the night, and you just jumped over the top rope.
Well, he's already I'm airborne, and he's head and shoulders to the floor. And I'm just, as I'm hitting the ground, I'm just thinking, wow, I just killed him. Like, he's got to be dead.
Yeah.
That's it.
He was posting about how much pain he was in.
Yeah.
You might have ended his career, and I'm not joking.
Well, I don't think it was that bad, because when I hit the floor...
it will be.
I already heard him saying, we have to restart the match, which we did. And then we went through with a different finish that had him win, because I wasn't supposed to.
Hmm. Wait a minute. You restarted the match?
Yeah.
Because the whole thing.
It technically... Well, it was a battle royal. So it was just whoever hit the floor. And technically, we both went out at the same time, even though he clearly hit first.
Yeah. Oh, so it was down to you two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they did a whole thing where they brought you both back in or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
We covered it up.
All right. Okay.
We called the audible, but I just totally thought he was dead.
I'm having a hard time with this. So you pick him up in the power bomb.
Yes.
You got him up.
And I run him to the ropes.
Yeah.
And I give him the release. And he's supposed to grab the top rope and pull me over the top rope with his legs.
So
like a hurricanrana.
All right. So he's supposed to grab the ropes underneath him and just kind of with his legs.
Like hook it with one arm and we both go over.
I'm going to go get some wrestling figures in the ring.
And we'll,
I want
we'll
you to recreate it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got it.
But
that would kill you.
No, I've done it many times before.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing is his whole outfit is spandex, including his hands, are covered. So when he went to grab it, it just slipped right off.
Yeah.
And he just went head first to the floor.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah.
And then he went back in and you guys finished it?
Yeah.
Did you do the same spot?
Essentially, yes, but no. I picked him up like I was going to press slam him, and then he fell behind me and pushed me, and I took the big dive over the top.
Well, at least it all worked out for everybody.
It all worked out. Everyone was happy. They all love the Starman.
And I'm guessing that there's some kind of benefit to winning this?
Yeah, like a title shot.
Okay, all right. Otherwise, they probably just would have been like, too bad.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting in there and doing it again. Sorry.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's good. It was fun.
Like
someone almost died.
Standing room crowd. It was ridiculous.
How did you go about restarting the battle royal?
Well, there were two referees, they each happened to be on either side of us. So they both acted like they didn't. Well, they were technically on the opposite sides of the ring that we landed on. So if it's
so they couldn't tell who hit first, basically. Yeah,
that's what we went with. Even though one of them clearly did see.
Yeah,
but because he was on the other corner of the ring,
mm-hmm.
we said he didn't. So then.
So they were competent enough to.
Yeah. We gave them the message to tell the guy that we were going to go back in and restart.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow. So you actually call the shots.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm learning something new every day.
I had the
stick. Did you guys get shit for that?
No. They were glad we did it.
Good.
Nice.
They didn't want to. And they were glad, more importantly, that we did it as quickly as we did so that the crowd didn't have enough time to let it register
that
we fucked up.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it turned into like a little bit of a controversy, huh?
Were the kids outside yelling like who hit first and stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, because this is my first time there.
That little guy clearly hit first.
Because this is my first time there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Everyone just knew me as Megaphone Guy.
Megaphone
Guy. So they're like, Megaphone Guy won. But they all hated me.
Jimmy Hart Jr. won. Now, Matt, what the hell happened to you? You were like a half hour late.
Yeah.
Because you went to Burger King.
Yeah, I'm eating it right now.
And you're eating it right now. Mm-hmm. What was the holdup?
I think the people in front of me just got the wrong change.
I think Matt just ordered more burgers than they had made.
It's possible.
Good God, we need to make more burgers.
My
right
God.
Now.
Here he comes. All right, you've all been training for this.
Oh God, here comes that oxidized black Cavalier.
Yeah. It just took forever for them to get what they ordered, and then they handed back the change and the receipt, and the girl apologized, and then what felt like it must have been 10 minutes later, the manager came out through the window and was like,
here
you go.
Through the window, like Adam?
Yeah. Yeah, like she was almost like in the car, like, where the fuck? Just get out of here. Just take your fucking food and go.
This is your penny. We don't want to cake it.
And that was basically it. It was the wrong change, but it took so long to correct it.
Wow, guy. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, whatever. But when you got somewhere to go.
That Burger King is nice and clean, but they got some dummies working there.
They do.
Every time I go there, I don't get the wrong stuff, but dumb things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or it takes a really long time.
But the girl at the drive-thru window had big tits. Had a nice smile.
Man, you love the tits.
I do. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Tits are great.
Yeah.
I love the titties.
I don't know anybody who doesn't like them.
Exactly.
I like yours.
Including women.
Yeah, a lot of women do.
There's a restaurant in, I believe, Philadelphia.
They serve tits?
Da, 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 da. The PYT? That is the name of the restaurant? Thank you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They are making a special kind of taco. As we all know, Taco Bell has their Dorito shells.
Uh-huh.
They
had one the other day.
How was it?
It was actually good.
Yeah. I haven't had one. I can't imagine it's that good.
I'm not a huge Taco Bell fan.
Oh, well.
But I went there and I just had one.
See, I'm a soft shell guy. I need a soft shell.
They make the Dorito soft shell too.
How?
They just put Dorito dust on it.
Soft shell. They did that Tainted Love cover, right?
Yes. Oh.
They have the workers lick their finger and then wipe the bottom of the bag and then they spread it on your soft shell.
They have like
or
a little,
eat a bag and then just run their fingers over it.
They have like a plastic bowl in this.
Yeah, and then dip it in, and then flip it over.
Well, we got the name of the show, Dorito Dust.
Nice. Dorito Dust. Oh, we should do that gimmick.
Dorito, yes.
Just constantly lick your fingers.
Yeah, it's just a guy with orange fingers. Anyway, this restaurant decided to one-up them. What do you think the shell is made of? Matt, if you were to make an awesome taco, what would you have as the shell?
Guano.
Bat feces. That we all know from Ace Ventura 2. Kev?
Is it something still in the chip family? Like,
well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be, you don't have to strive to get it right. Just say, what would you like?
What would I like? What would I like wrapped around my taco meat?
Yeah.
Labia.
Labia, okay. All right, so no one's taking this seriously. Steve?
You told me not to guess for real. I'm going to go with Cooler Ranch Dorito chips.
Ooh, or as you spell it, Collar Ranch.
Yeah, or, can I have a second guess?
Yep.
Bacon.
Steve got it right.
Yeah!
Barking.
Yes, the PYT restaurant in Philadelphia has a bacon shell taco.
Mm.
And it does look pretty good.
Let me see a picture.
It's a small picture here. But maybe you can.
That's not that small.
Put it up there. It's pretty small. Looks pretty good.
Hmm.
Got the meat in there, some sour cream, some cheese.
It looks like shit. That's a BLT without any bread.
God, I'm starving now.
I want that pickle. I want that pickle too.
Dude, I will never eat a fucking pickle.
I had a pickle from really? Broadway yeah. Diner last night. Local reference.
You're not a pickle fan?
No. And I know for a fact if people don't eat their pickles, they reuse them. And that grosses me out because we used to do some funky things with pickles in diners and just leave them there.
Well, only a loser wouldn't eat their pickles.
Coleslaw.
Real fucking asshole.
And pickles.
They don't reuse them.
They the absolutely do.
That is 100% against like fucking F.
Oh, okay. Then I guess it doesn't happen. I guess it just doesn't happen.
Like you can't.
And the government doesn't stage school shootings either, I guess, right?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Too soon.
No, it's like complete. You're like, really? You get shut down for that.
Yes, you can. But guess what? It happens. Just the other day, where the fuck was I? I don't even remember.
Somewhere.
I was
eating.
I was somewhere, and I had a pickle, right? And there was fucking holes in it. It was on the side, but there was holes in it.
Multiple stabbings?
Yes, because it was on a sandwich with a toothpick through it, obviously. And they just took the toothpick off, reused the pickle.
Maybe.
Why would there be a pickle on my plate with a hole in it that was obviously from a jumbo toothpick with a little colored frilly thing on the end? Why would there be a hole in it? There was no toothpick.
Maybe when they were fishing it out of the jar, they just stabbed it a couple times before they got it.
Yeah. Then there was no gloves, so
they're
just stab it.
They're fucking spear fishing for a pickle.
It's like fucking Tom Hanks and Castaway.
Listen, just because Derek's pickle had holes in it doesn't mean a black guy served it, all right? So listen.
No, it definitely happened.
Why couldn't it be that they had to put the sandwich back together a couple times because they kept forgetting the toppings?
Okay. Forget it. It happens. I know it does.
Now, would you eat a non-restaurant pickle? Like
The only pickle I like is a sweet gherkin pickles that I get at Thanksgiving.
Sweet gherkin.
I don't like pickles on sandwiches. I don't like pickles on the side. I won't eat a pickle.
So you wouldn't
give me a pickle right now.
Even out of a jar?
Pickles
on
it.
The side, I love.
No, Kevin.
Pickles?
No, not your penis. Come on. We're on camera here.
Yeah, I got to point out that Derek did not turn his eyes off of the area. of
I was hoping it was coming
focused.
Out.
Pickles on sandwiches.
That I would eat. Go ahead.
You can deal with.
You can deal with pickles on sandwiches,
but there are limits.
Texturally, you know, you're eating a burger, you get a mouthful of meat and bread and cheese, yum. All of a sudden, you get like this little crunch of a pickle. It throws
it's
me
delightful.
Off.
I will oftentimes take the pickles off and eat them first.
No,
but
I want a pickle now.
Go get one.
I like to take the pickle out and hold it over my mouth. Pickle.
Just lick the condiment off first.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love pickles covered in like green chunks.
I like to take the pickle and hold it under my tongue while I eat the food, so I get a flavor of pickle the entire time.
Sublingual pickle.
Yes. Oh my god, pickles are gross.
No,
I don't
not.
Know how you guys do it.
I like to take little sliced pickles and put them under my balls to help improve the scent.
All right.
Oh my good god.
Well, Clutch says that the taco looks disgusting coming from someone who eats a McRib.
Yeah.
Or MacRib.
Or multiple
the
MacRibs.
Yes, McRibs. I would definitely take part in that. In fact, I think I might make my own one day.
What, McRib?
No.
Pickles.
No, a bacon taco.
Oh.
Not a bad idea.
Let's make them right now.
It's like a cheeseburger. You got some hamburger meat, you got some cheese.
That's a real bacon burger.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Atkins friendly.
Yeah, just pure meat. Cut out the carbs, replace it with bacon.
No.
No?
No.
That's how it works, right?
There's plenty of other great things you could do with bacon. I'll pass on the taco shell.
I'm just saying, it's creative.
You know what I'd like to do is make a bowl out of bacon and eat Chef Boyardee out of it.
Oh,
that's
I thought,
what
I thought you meant like a marijuana bowl.
I don't know. No, what?
Yeah, you know, make a bowl and smoke
I mean,
some
that'd be delicious, but I'll...
Yeah. They pass it to you. You're just like... like, no!
You asshole!
That's all we have. Dick, go get some tinfoil or something, asshole.
Fuck.
Oh, drug jokes. Keeping on the weird food chain here. Japan, known for their strange culinary delights.
Japan.
They have Domino's there, as we know, right?
And Domino's they now sell soiled panned pizza.
They do. It's very chewy. Edible soiled panties. Yes. Have you ever seen edible underwear?
Yes.
It's fucking fruit.
It looks like
15.
What was it called?
For roll ups.
For roll ups. Yeah.
I was 15, and my friend's uncle was like, "You ever see these guys before? This is edible underwear."
He's you like, "Want a bite?"
the cherry tastes like shit. But
maybe that's just because somebody was wearing them.
Did you try it?
You gotta stick with the strawberry. That's what I say. No.
Well, strawberry. They were used, Hank.
How'd you know that was his name?
Was it? I don't know. They decided to add a super strange ingredient to their pizza. They have a variety of pizzas with this ingredient in it. What do you think it might be, Matt?
Where is this again? Japan?
This is a Japan. A Domino's in Japan. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this ingredient is not, while it is available in the United States, I don't think Domino's uses it at all.
Sushi.
No. Sushi.
Octopus.
Octopus? Very good guess. No. Steven.
I got it.
Larva.
Larva. Again, not taking it seriously, but I won't fault you for it.
Okay.
Matthew, squid. You said you got it. Squid? Very good guess. No.
Still no.
Do we want another round? Steve?
I got it now.
Labia. penises. Little Japanese penises.
No, nothing.
Very
like
small.
That.
They're appetizers.
Foreskin.
Go ahead.
Sperm.
Okay.
Are we still going here?
That was serious.
It's a real food.
Oh. Sperm's not?
No.
Oh.
The bukkake
pie? I should stop eating it then.
It comes out of the oven and there's just a line of little fucking Asian men jerking off on it.
Oh my goodness.
I will give you this. It can look like sperm.
Yogurt.
No.
Tadpoles.
Good guess, though.
Tadpoles.
No, not tadpoles.
Sugar.
It's a real food.
I think we're giving up.
You can eat a tadpole.
Up?
All right. One more guess.
Yep.
It can... Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Because that's mayonnaise. Very similar.
Did I get it right? Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm 2 for 2.
Wait, what?
Mayonnaise pizza.
That's awful.
Bring it up here.
What?
That actually might taste good.
No.
Shut up.
Not at all.
I want to try it.
Why did you say that we were close before?
I didn't say you were close. I said very good guess.
Oh.
Mayo potato
pie.
As in,
like, that's something that they would have.
Oh.
So you were guessing well. It just wasn't right.
Now, hold on. If your sperm looks like mayonnaise, you got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Mayonnaise... all right.
If you let mayonnaise sit for a while, it gets kind of watery.
Do you have any DiGiorno's?
No.
Do you have anything close?
DiGiorno.
Because I would try that right now.
Really?
You squirt some mayo
on
pizza.
Well, this is the mayo potato pie at Domino's, which is topped with onion, corn, potato,
Stop it.
Pancetta, paprika, and mayo. They put the mayo on in like a lattice pattern, almost like an apple pie.
Lattice. Isn't the pancetta that Christmas flower?
Yeah. Isn't that poison?
You know, when we get like pizza and wings at work, at the side of blue cheese, I dip my pizza in blue cheese.
How many times a day do you get that?
I don't know. How many, Steve?
Regardless, I don't want fucking potato salad on my pizza.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no.
I would eat that.
You would eat that?
Yeah, why not?
Mayonnaise, corn, onion, potato, paprika, whatever pancetta is.
It's the Christmas flower.
I don't see what the fucking problem is.
The red one.
Yeah. The Giant Quattro, which is a meat lover's pizza drenched in mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Meats
Matt,
and
you
mayo.
Wouldn't eat that?
I'll tell you what. It looks delightful.
No.
Drenched in mayo, though? I mean, I
Matt,
like
you're
mayo,
a fan of the mayo.
Not like that, though.
And then the avocado shrimp pizza drenched in mayonnaise.
Okay. But what is this drenched in mayonnaise?
Can we stop using the word drenched?
Why?
Okay, fine. And the chicken teriyaki pizza with mayo.
So those are just squirts of mayo running across.
Yeah, like they got the tube with the little
and they
facialize
it.
I hope you rack a squeezed mayo.
Wow.
I hope you rack a burnt the mayo.
Bump.
I want to try this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is disgusting. And I would not try it at all.
Could you order a pizza for us?
Sure. Call them up, see if they'll do it.
No, you just order from the computer.
That's true.
Tell them the garage will be open.
Yeah, just put drench in mayo.
No. Hashtag drenched in mayo.
Yes.
Stop it.
Of course.
I think you should put this to Facebook poll and see how many people would actually eat that.
Probably quite a few. There are a lot of gross people
out
there.
No, because obviously you're going to have a good amount of people that want it for them to serve it.
All right, well, that'll be our poll for the week. Would you eat this garbage?
I know. Now I definitely know Clutch would.
I'm beginning to think there's not much clutch wood in him because he eats those McRibs like they're going out of style. Because they are. Because they're only around for a short period of time.
Limited.
Limited edition.
Only after massive genocide or natural disasters.
Yes.
Where there is multiple human deaths.
Yep.
The fucking dreaded mail flood of 2013.
The mail killed flood.
All the Asians.
Wow. They go to the Mayo Clinic.
What would you rather have, a bacon taco or a mayonnaise slathered pizza?
Bacon taco.
With mayo. You.
Yes. Mayo.
Drenched in
drenched.
Mayo.
Like they just have a vat of mayo and they just dip the whole pie in and take it out.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yum.
Ugh. Mm. I hate mayonnaise. Me and my friends were doing one of those goofy things. Oh, like, oh, drink a hard-boiled egg, you know, eat fucking cinnamon. Eat a spoonful of mayonnaise was one of them. And that
everybody was just, no.
No, I was the only one that couldn't do it. I instantly threw up everywhere from the spoonful of mayonnaise.
And, you know, we've said a couple times, I'm sure you don't enjoy us saying this, that you remind us a lot of our friend Craig.
Oh.
And
he doesn't even know him.
Well, I know he doesn't know him. That's why I'm sure.
I don't even know him.
Well, I'm sure you've heard his name come up. Oh. Well, no, but I would be annoyed if they're like, "Oh, he's just like this guy." I'd be like,
"Well,
he's
kind of like you and Craig."
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's weird because Craig would eat, and we could talk about him because he used to be on the show.
Anything.
He would eat anything unless it had mayonnaise. Yes.
Which is why Kev, you remind him. No, us of him before he ate everything and got really, really fat.
Ooh.
Wow. I haven't seen him in a while, but he was a bigger fella. But he was kind of like built like a brick shit house.
He was a strong dude.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say he was fat.
No, he's just big. He's just a
big
human
big
being.
Dude. Naturally big. But yeah, so if you were out to dinner with Craig and you didn't want him eyeing your food, you would get something with mayo on it.
Or you could just verbatim recite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, and that will make him leave. And he'll pay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We were at the diner. It was Matt and Steve, myself, Craig, maybe somebody else, and Matt and Steve.
Maybe a drink.
Maybe. Matt and Steve were going through Ninja Turtles quotes. Not even going through quotes, like just reciting the.
We started
movie.
From the beginning credits.
Probably, and Matt probably sang the music, and Craig got his food, two bites. Was it?
He didn't get
French onion dip or whatever.
French onion dip, probably.
French onion dip. Two bites.
Yeah.
And he just threw 20 down and walked out. Mm-hmm. Didn't even say anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. And we were just laughing.
That's the last
hysterical.
I ever saw.
Last time I ever saw him.
He just kept walking. He's never stopped.
Yes. He's like Forrest Gump. He just never stopped. Oh, poor Craig.
I miss Craig.
Hey, yeah. So.
Well, we don't have to. We have Kev.
Oh, hi. I'm Craig.
What's up, Krev?
I'm Krev.
Krev.
Krevin. Friends call me Kraven.
What's up, Keg?
hey, on this day in 2007, Bam Bam Bigelow died.
Oh, wow.
2007?
2007. I was friends with him.
Rest in peace, Bammer.
Yeah. Scotty.
We talked about him when he passed, right?
That was a show that
the beginning
didn't
got
record,
cut off.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was also, the show with Black to the Future?
I think so. Oh, that was like the one show we lost.
That was gold, that show.
And it was like the only show that was any good.
It was like the only time where we actually like came back and was like, oh my God, the greatest hour in the history of podcasting, lost forever.
Well, I remember like we were all laughing and I just looked at the computer and I was
like,
oh my God, they're going to kill me. And I was just like, I didn't record it. And you guys all put your nuts
so
in my mouth.
So you guys were just talking and having a good time.
Yeah.
Talking about Bammer.
Just to nobody.
We did the Bam Bam gimmick with the Taker music, right?
Yeah. Doom, bam.
That's right.
Bam.
Because you asked if it was okay if we used the copy from Raw for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I was
I couldn't find a good.
Because at the time it was still like.
Yeah, you
can
really
2007.
Find it.
Unheard of.
Yes.
Still couldn't find perfect quality copies on.
2007.
Wow.
Poor Bam Bam. Mm. He lived right around here. Asbury Park.
Yes, he did.
Well, no. He was built from Asbury Park. He lived in Tipton Falls or Neptune.
I get those two confused.
Yeah.
The
Hope Road he lived on.
The physics teacher at High School North, I don't know if he's still there or not, was his wrestling coach at Neptune High School.
How about that?
Yes, he was.
And his son went to St. John Vianney.
Mm. Who, Bam's son?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he had a son.
I almost wrestled his son, one of his sons in middle school. He's got a few.
Oh, he's got a couple?
Yeah.
I just remember his wife was
shooting that seed everywhere.
She was pretty rough looking,
a little scary blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't she own a gym?
Old biker. Did she?
I think she owned a gym. I think by default.
Yes.
The one over there by Wegmans and shit. I think.
Yes, you're right. Ocean.
She also owned a Scott.
Wegmans and shit. Miss America, Mallory Hagan. Can we enough with the Miss America? I didn't even know there was a new Miss America. Did you?
Dumb.
Did you? Anybody?
I actually caught a little bit of it because I was watching some kind of sports and there was a commercial and I just hit the channel up button and popped onto that.
And you started whacking.
I saw a clip of her
retarded.
Getting crowned.
It is really
It's
dumb.
Just the fakest, most commercialized acknowledgement of beauty and bullshit I've ever seen.
Half of like the pageants have like fucking bionic arms now and shit. Yeah. They let anybody in.
Human interest. Makes you feel good.
There.
I mean, she's not bad looking, but her teeth are
too. Oh, yeah.
She should file her teeth down.
Well, she's got that fucking mole on her head, too.
Some little tardy.
Well, whatever. That.
What's with them Puerto Rican door knockers,
it's
too?
Not just a smudge
on like big hoops. I like big hoop earrings. Because it's almost like
You like big what?
Hoops.
Oh.
Because it like, falls in line with the big breasts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The only thing she has is like, she has nice eyes. That's about it.
Now, that one eye looks fucked up.
Yeah. Looks like her makeup's a little screwy.
Yeah, a little squinty there, but whatever.
She's cute.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed in the morning.
Or at night.
Me neither.
Maybe at night. Oh. I'd be like, you know, I'm fucking going to bed.
Anyway.
She's horrible, but there's no reason why she should be Miss America.
Well, you know what? It's not all about looks, okay?
Yeah.
Not who you know. Had the personality.
And the bikini.
And the bikini.
And it's
the
not mechanics. How you look, it's who you book.
That's right. She said in an interview on Saturday that it may be too cold to attend President Barack Obama's public swearing-in ceremony on Monday.
Too cold.
Her nipples will get hard.
Oh,
she said she has a ticket and is in the middle of deciding if she'll go because, quote, it's going to be freezing.
I can't make it. It's going to be cold.
The
can't dress appropriately?
A.K.A. No, he's black.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, she was born in Alabama.
Oh, my dad
she's in Alabama
when I hang out with black men.
Oh, he's black. Yeah, I can't go.
He says that black men have really scary penises.
He's not going to have a rope around him, so I can't.
I can't auction him off.
Auction him off. She moved to New York when she was 18. She was named Miss New York last year, and she lives in Brooklyn.
Okay. Great.
She is overwhelmed, excited, and humbled at having the crown for a week so far. But apparently she doesn't want to go see the president.
Do you think she wears the crown around town?
Bitch is retarded.
Probably.
She's for small government.
Yeah, well,
from
she's
Alabama.
Off my screen.
You think she sucks with the crown on?
That'd be cool. Unless it fell off and hit you.
That'd be cool. Ring toss. Yeah, exactly.
Just pound her in the dumper, just going, oh, yeah, you're Miss America. Mm. That's nice. That.
Not creative at all.
What was that?
You're Miss America.
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you won.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you got a tiara over there, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where's your sash? I'm going to wrap it around your neck.
I would just go, this year, you, America.
Wow.
Miss America. I'll see you tomorrow.
Miss America.
America. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That shit means nothing now.
Any more food in that bag, Matt?
There's a burger. Why didn't you ask when I first opened it? You know it don't last long.
That's true.
Is the sound okay? What was going on?
I was just curious because both of the XSplit sound monitors are going up. And I think it's because... No, why would it do that? Never mind. Anyway, I'm getting...
So it's okay?
But I muted one of them. He said it was fine now.
All right.
So, I don't know.
All right, good.
Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah, good.
So, yes, Miss America.
Mm-hmm. She's a hua.
She is a hua. There is a new thing now among college...
A new thing.
...students.
There's this new thing with college kids.
This is crazy. Did you hear about this?
They go to class and shit.
And shit.
You know, they like to eat pizza in their dorm rooms.
And they put ranch on it. Have you heard about this ranch?
Why don't you just get a pizza?
With mayonnaise.
They tweet pictures of their boobs to support their college team.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah,
let's see them.
Put this up here.
I want to see tits.
You want to see tits?
Let's see the hoots.
Oh shit.
No, come on. That, see, you were gay too.
Me?
Who's gay?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not a picture of tits.
I'm tits. Just reading the fucking headline.
Unveiled to be tits.
Well, calm they're down. Not unveiled because they're supporting their college team. So obviously they're not going to put their bare breasts on
yeah.
Twitter. They're not a bunch of whores like the girls you follow on Twitter.
You know, I'd like to hit this girl in the dumper and just be like,
hit her in the dumper.
Like, oh, you support KU basketball. Oh, that's great.
Yes, yes, I do.
Derek, I want to streamline this a little bit. Move move the right side of that to the middle of the A. Keep going. Keep going. That's good.
How's that?
Yeah, a little more.
Jesus Christ.
A little more.
All right, now zoom in.
A little more.
Okay. Yeah, let's do this live on the air. Yeah. How's that?
One more.
No.
Get a little
that's good. That's good. Yeah. Oh, too much. Too much.
Exactly. So they have names associated with these, or is it just...
That's good.
I don't know. I'm
just tits and shot glasses.
Not going up again. There's all kinds of different ones. There's one there. Some of them, they're just, you know, wearing the shirts.
Mm-hmm. What's up with the both of them looking at, like, the big fake tits?
Yeah, they really do.
Kansas.
Is it just apparently Kansas? Apparently, there's a Twitter handle there, KU Boobs.
Apparently, there's this Twitter, KU Boobs.
You sound like Adam Carolla. What's up with that?
Those are some gnats.
Could
right
they
there.
At least not wear a bra? This is dumb.
Jesus Christ.
This is dumb.
Steve is just he's like the
nipple
like,
man.
Well,
look how tight that shirt is.
That's very tight. He's the guy who's like spoiled by years of hardcore pornography.
Her breasts are parting the fabric.
Yes.
Like the individual.
Like
threads.
This is a fantastic picture right here. Steve's just like, how come she's not naked? And how come she doesn't have stuff in her ass?
Yeah.
Why how come nobody's choking her?
Naked pictures on BuzzFeed.com.
Where's all her scars?
Yeah. Where's her butter knife insertion scar?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a Facebook with 12,000 likes. Mm-hmm. It's more than we have.
Oh,
there's
boy.
A whole bunch of them there.
Oh, there's one. There's one in Kansas on the bottom.
They're all what? Kansas.
Oh, no. Look at that. No,
Mite on. Go to
Mite on. Mite on.
Well, these aren't clickable.
Oh, you dick.
This is just
a right-click and view picture.
Yes.
He's going to get the same exact thing.
I don't care. Zoom in.
This is zoomed
in.
Those are nipples.
I can see
nipples.
Those
are definitely nipples.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's
hey, is that Brie?
Oh, shit.
One of these pictures could be her Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to her?
She's got like some stuff going on now.
All of our fans
she got AIDS.
Wow.
Jeez, yeah, they disappear when she don't come around.
What the hell was that? Wow.
If you look up KU boobs,
bless you.
If you look up KU boobs on Facebook, there's a whole gallery, and you can look at a bunch of college cleavage. Basically, is what it is. Matt just shook the room with a burger.
Earth-shattering burger.
I love boobs.
Yeah, no, I just want.
Is there any more down that page? Pinterest? KU
boobs. Oh my goodness.
Pinterest.
Yeah.
There's many more.
Huh.
So this is how people are supporting.
Their colleges.
Oh my god.
See, that's perfect right there.
Look at those chewable nipples.
Yeah, yes. She doesn't have a butt plug in. So how can you even like that?
You're gay.
A butt plug.
Dude, look at that left or her right nipple. Ooh,
it's fucking big.
What? They're both the same.
No, come
no,
on.
That
the
one
right
on the right is swollen and chewed on.
Yeah.
Chewed on.
It looks like that one probably has a nipple ring in it.
No.
It's like a dog toy.
But I'm going to say that's perfect right there.
You think so?
Yeah, can you send that to my phone? That's gay.
That's gay.
This girl's trying. Give her a break, will
you? Yeah.
She should try to get the sun more.
She's got some like complexion stuff going on
Complexion stuff?
Yeah,
she's
a redhead,
got the freckles.
Clearly.
You know, yeah, she's got the freckles.
This
on
is just the most daring she's ever gotten.
Yeah.
The sun has never seen, her tits have never seen the sun.
She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
We're going to take the picture quicker. I'm not going to do it.
God, no, don't put it up. Yeah, you can put it up.
Redheads have that thing where they have like the really narrow bodies, no ass.
Do you think Randy's going to see this?
Oh, wow. And like the weird fucking hanging tits.
Oh, that's nice.
I never thought the show would come to this, but
is.
We're just looking at boobs.
There you go. This is the greatest. Whoa.
AOL.
Now there we're talking.
That's TF and material.
Those are
cool. And I like how, I mean, you know, the college is obviously supporting this by producing such tiny shirts.
Yes.
They're very small shirts.
I mean, this is fitted for a person that looks like this.
Well, KU also has a children's advanced education program.
Advanced.
So these are kids' clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what the hell that is.
Mm-hmm. But, all right, that's it. Yeah, and there's all the comments.
So, whatever.
There's no comments because everybody's too busy fapping.
Yes, fap, fap, fap.
I can't get over that one nipple.
Big, big, nip, nip.
You're going to have to.
Happy, happy, happy.
Yep. And that's about it. That was a dumb show, huh?
Yeah. It kind of was. All
right, that's well, it. Whatever. 1 hour out.
Has it been an hour?
That's it. Tune in next week, folks.
Well, we'll end with this one here.
Wait, Matt hasn't even finished.
Yoko's back!
The fuck is
the
that?
The return of great. Yokozuna! God.
Mikel Ruffolini, my hubby loves my sexy 8-foot hips.
No.
Oh
no.
My
it's
God.
It's not real.
Guys, 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 guys.
8-foot hips. 8 feet. 96 inches.
Is that
inches.
You talking into her asshole?
Yes.
Wow.
Bootylicious takes on a whole new meaning. In relation to Mikel Ruffolini.
If you spoke...
Booty squishish.
The mom of four, or mom of four, as it said, has the biggest hips in the world, measuring a staggering 8 feet in circumference.
Ew.
If you spoke into her ass, it would probably operate like a sound black hole, and you just wouldn't hear anything.
Your voice wouldn't even come out.
Because it wouldn't bounce back. It would just get sucked in.
You see how much she's sinking into the ground? You know why she's taking this picture there in the sand? Because if you look close enough... She's got that fucking dark, bloody pedal edema going on.
Jesus.
What?
Look at her. Look at the bottom of her ankle there.
Pedal edema.
Look at her fucking massive calves.
Well, she is 30 stone.
That's a lot
that
of stone.
That is 420 pounds.
Yep. And like the upper half of her is like...
Normal fat broad.
Normal fat broad. She'd probably be
I don't
about
know. Those
two.
Arms are pretty big. Those are beyond the, bingo
those
wings.
Are, those are 24-inch pythons.
Yes. Now, if she shit right this second, how
God.
Many days until it finally comes out into the bowl? Because that's a long hike.
She could start shitting a mile from home.
Yeah.
And then get home and have it make it to the bowl.
No, she don't shit.
Matt's just eating a burger.
When she shits, I guarantee you it comes up by the small of her back. And then just rolls off onto the floor. And then she just pans it up. She throws a little kitty litter on it and then pans it up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's fucking it's like a gold prospector.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
And she says, quote, I'll never diet.
Nope.
Nope.
She's proud of her shape, scoffing 3,000 calories a day
whoa.
To keep her booty in perfect condition.
Well, 3,000 calories good. A day isn't a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot for a woman.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I've never seen a camel toe go all the way up to a belly button.
Oh my God.
To her cleavage. Her cleavage and her camel toe is one continuous line.
That's disgusting.
That is a fucking whale blow.
She even has
right
humans
there.
Growing off her hips.
Those are children, Steven.
Oh. Oh. They're sprouting.
But literally.
Look
like
how happy that black guy is looking at her ass.
He's very happy with that.
Damn.
She's 5'4", 420 pounds.
That's a lot.
Oh, my
so
God.
So she is
what's her
300
BMI?
Pounds overweight. Her BMI is about a 60.
This baby's got back. Mm.
Oh, my. Whoa. Geez.
I'm going to give you some of that ass.
So she is, what, 5 foot, what'd I say, four? And she is 420 pounds. Her BMI is 72.1.
Oh, 72. Holy shit.
Obesity is 30 or greater.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's in trouble.
Ooh, I think I'm at 35.
I'm going to cover those biscuits in gravy.
Oh, man. So, yeah, she's in trouble. Her whole family can hide behind her. They're actually struggling.
Like, they can
yeah,
all
but
make it,
it like,
in the picture.
Looks like two of those girls are on their way.
Like, all three. Yeah, they're probably there's probably three more behind her that you can't see. And they can all play hide and seek in mommy's butt.
They're just like, they're pushed down to the ground by the weight of her shadow.
Well, I mean, I don't know how
hide
that,
and cheeks.
Those are adopted her? Children.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Exactly.
She sleeps in a 7 foot wide bed.
Oh, my God.
And her husband sleeps on the floor. She's a belly dancer, too.
She can't help it.
Wow. Look at the side boob.
And by nice, no, those are Mark Henry lats. Those are not side boobs.
I gotta admit, that's a nice bra.
Yeah, real cute.
Her breasts are disproportionately small compared to
her tits wrap all the way around her back.
Her hips are disproportionately large to the earth.
Do you ever think she just like hammer fists her fat thigh and just be like, I hate you?
See, no,
I
she
would
loves
expect,
it.
I would expect a
You're
woman.
You're in the way. How does she go on a bus? Oh, how does she live? How does she function?
She doesn't come
she's
out of
so
the house.
Happy.
Well, obviously she goes
so
to the beach.
Happy.
That's where she lives.
Yeah, she just has to live outdoors.
It looks like
she builds a big sandcastle.
She just parks her ass in the sand.
Every night. It's like Minecraft. Every night. She's just got to build a house
and
survive the night.
The sand holds the warmth, so she can just sleep on that.
Maybe that's where her husband found her, just lying there like a beached whale.
Oh, I can't believe how someone that big can smile.
Oh, baby, roll me up to my feet, please.
She's happy.
Roll
she's
me
false,
to my feet.
False body perception.
She's happy that the cameraman passed out from the smell of her fucking brown pits.
Brown pits.
Look at those things.
Yeah, her pits are darker than her flesh.
She's got ashy pits.
Now, do you think in this picture here, her kids are swimming in her belly button? They're all hiding in her pants.
The rest of the beach is behind
her.
It's
like a kangaroo pouch.
Yeah.
They're all just living in it.
I don't want to, but I'd like to just see what's under there, because I think it's just all garbage bags. I mean, come on. Look at it. Look at it. It's like all ruffled.
It looks like a big garbage bag full of popcorn.
Yes. Yes.
So you're saying it's like when Yokozuna first got to WWF and they stuffed his pants?
Did they?
Because he wasn't big enough? Well, that's a rumor.
Well, you know what? Because a lot of times I would look at him, and it would look like it's all like paper and shit.
Paper, just flesh.
Well,
no. Supposedly that's what they did, but by the time he got to like 600 pounds, they didn't have to do that anymore.
She looks like a human ostrich.
What?
Yeah, just like the round,
the
body.
Big body chunk, and
she
the wings.
She looks like a human piece of shit,
and how, and I don't know how her legs can support her weight.
I can't imagine they can.
Why do they keep taking these pictures in the sand, by the way?
I know.
Well, that's what she used to look like.
It says, Mikkel was slim as a teenager. That is not slim.
No, it's not
far
slim.
From
that's
slim.
Big.
That's obese as a teenager.
Yeah. That's big.
And then
big.
Mega super orbitally obese in the other one.
Orbitally obese. Oh, my God. I'm going to Google her name and see if anything else comes
up. Yeah, find her Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
There's like really fat people that are like just fat. And then there's that. Where, I'm still in shock she was smiling.
She obviously loves the way she looks.
Like, and I'm not saying smiling or frowning because she's. And I'm not saying smiling or frowning because she's unhappy about her weight. Just the pure weight of her fucking cheeks. How does she get them up?
Guys. I found her Facebook.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, that was easy.
Wait, where did it say she's from? Los Angeles, right?
I don't know.
Well, this thing is from the UK.
That looks like her.
Magazine.
Is that her?
We got a friender.
LJ Computer Graphics?
Yes, that's her. Go through her pictures. Oh my Christ,
shit.
Yes. Look. Look at that. Oh my God, she's drapery.
How did she get bigger? What is that?
I feel like they can pull the bottom of that dress open and there's like a fucking opera going on underneath it.
It gives new meaning to like an ass like the size of an amphitheater.
Dude, look at 132 people like that picture.
Oh my God.
Wow. Can we friend her, please?
I'm going to poke her. I'm poking.
Good nice. Luck.
I don't think she'll feel it
you
for
know,
a year.
And it's funny because I saw this comic the other day. It said the real reason she was wearing that dress. And it was this, which is like a little play on back in the day. They would have the big umbrella hip things.
Mm-hmm.
And she is literally that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Keep going. I want to see some titty pics.
She seems like a pleasant enough woman.
She does take a lot more.
She actually probably would be. She probably would be a very attractive woman if she lost 300 pounds.
Dazzling divine.
Dazzling divine.
No!
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it says that.
That's you. I just got chest pains reading that. Wow.
That's your new gimmick.
There's
you
her husband.
Come out with the giant fucking.
Sam?
No, that's Martin Luther King Jr.
That's Muhammad Shablik Williams.
I love him, Bubby's eyes.
We got cleavage shit right there with the fucking white teacher.
She like goes to school and like drops her kids
go,
off.
Go one pick back. I think it's one pick back.
Well, she goes to school and the other kids use her ass as a bouncy castle.
Right there.
This?
Yeah, one of the other cleavage right there.
Well, that's not her.
Yeah, look at her titties.
That's now, I know a couple women who used to shop.
Is this okay that we're like going through a Facebook?
Probably not.
It's public domain.
Yeah.
But I know a couple women who are very, Halloween? Very close to that.
Oh, my God. She's in a car. Find out what kind of car that is.
That would be a fucking...
But here's the thing. Their torsos,
great endorsement.
Their torso is more lined up with the rest of their body. But I would say I know a woman who is at least 6 feet around at the ass. At least.
Damn.
Yeah, but she's 8. So that's another 2 feet
exactly.
wider.
Exactly.
And you know what? I'm getting desensitized to her. Like, I'm looking at... Like, I just looked at these pictures.
By that, do you mean you're becoming attracted to her?
No, no. But, like, I saw this.
She's becoming less and less shocking.
Wait, that's not her.
That's somebody else.
Oh, my God.
That's another one.
There's more of them. Like, I looked at this, and normally I would be like, oh, my God. But I saw that, and I was like, eh.
She's a Matryoshka doll.
I've seen big.
She's got sick biceps.
She does.
Ugh. Sick because of the discoloring of the fucking pits.
Oh, my God. She can't get up.
Sick because of the skin tags.
By the way, she's got a notification.
Really? Oh, great. Just don't invite her to the Aristocrats.
Invite her to her.
I can't wait for her to poke me back.
Oh, Christ. You poked her?
Yes.
You creep. She probably gets that shit all day.
I want her to send me nudes.
Oh, God. Of her back tits or her front ones?
I'm going to send her a message that'll say PLZ, send me nudes.
N00DZ.
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
Oh, PLZ. My God. Holy
well,
Christ.
That was hot.
Yeah.
I have a boner. I want to get a beer, but I have a boner.
Well, you're going to be able to get a beer in a minute because we're gonna end the show.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see you all next time.
Yeah. Let's get the music going here. Well, that's it for Monday's show.
Oh, this feels weird.
Well, we went out on a bang. Yeah, it does feel weird. Yeah. We'll see how it works out. If it doesn't work out, we'll go back to the old way. So be sure to tune in Thursday. Thursday, second half of the show will be up.
What happened to the show, guys? It was pretty good.
Posted fat ass to Facebook.
Yeah.
Nice. I got that's some Nicki Minaj type shizzle right there.
Uh-huh.
And Christina Talenko writes, what she doesn't realize is those are actually giant tumors.
Wow. Can you imagine? Mm. What a twist.
What a twist.
So tune in Thursday. Find out if this woman friends us. And also find out what surprise I have for Steve. I still didn't bring that out yet. So we still got more shit to do.
The big
China's
reveal.
Coming.
Yeah, she's here.
Hi, guys.
She's in the green room.
She is. So we will see you on Thursday. If you're listening live, stick around for the second half of the show, all right?
Aye.
All right, see ya.